Today, we're going to dive into a truly radical idea. I mean, it's a vision for how we could tackle our biggest global problems by completely rethinking something we all think we understand, the labor union.
Think about it. When you hear labor union, you probably think of wages, right? Better pay, safer working conditions. That's what they do. But what if a union fought for something much, much bigger than just your job?
What if that same union also had a mandate to defend the rights of animals or the health of entire ecosystems? And get this, what if it was also built to champion the unique power of neurodiversity? It might sound like something out of a sci-fi novel, but it's actually the core of a very real and detailed proposal. This vision is all about forging a powerful new connection between labor, the environment, and democracy itself. So, in this explainer, we're going to break down how it all works, starting with the massive problem it's designed to solve. Okay, so to really get your head around this new kind of union, we first have to grasp the scale of the challenge it's confronting. The authors behind this have a name for our current era. The age of polycrisis.
So, polycrisis, or polycrisis. Now, this isn't just a fancy word for having a lot of problems at once. No, the key idea is that all our biggest crises, climate, social issues, threats to democracy, they're all tangled together. They feed into each other. They make each other worse, creating this one giant systemic threat that our old ways of thinking just can't seem to untangle.
So if the problem is this tangled web of interconnected crises, then the solution has to be deeply interconnected too, right? And that brings us to the core of this whole proposal, a union for the planet. And the change being proposed here is just huge. On one side, you have your traditional union. It's focused on the employee, their wages, their safety at work. But Gewerkschaft 4.0, which basically means Union 4.0, it just blows that focus wide open. It aims to fight for the whole person, for their community, and for the natural world itself. This is a fundamental reimagining of what solidarity can even look like.
And this is a really crucial point. The vision isn't just to make a bigger, stronger union. It's to create what they call a new fourth estate in our democracy. Kind of like the role the press is supposed to play. But in this case, it's an organized force of unions and regular citizens acting as a moral and institutional check on the combined power of global corporations and, you know, detached government decision-making.
So if you're going to have a union this powerful, it needs a rock-solid moral compass, right? Well, this vision is grounded in a very specific philosophy, the ethic of diversity.
This ethic is called Gaia Autismus, which is a really interesting name. It combines Gaia, the ancient idea of a living Earth, with the concept of seeing the world differently. And at its heart is this really powerful idea. Diversity is not a deficit. It is the condition for survival. It means our differences aren't just something to be tolerated. They're absolutely essential for any healthy, resilient system.
And this puts a special focus on neurodiversity. The whole idea is to reframe neurological differences like autism, not as disorders, but as an evolutionary potential. In this view, neurodivergent ways of seeing the world are like a societal early warning system. They can sense imbalances and ethical problems long before they show up on the mainstream's radar.
This philosophy leads to a pretty radical expansion of who and what gets a voice in our society. It's no longer just about workers. This new expanded we seeks to represent neurodivergent people, children, animals, entire ecosystems like rivers and forests, and even future generations. It's really about giving a voice to the voiceless.
Okay, I know what you might be thinking. This is a massive philosophical vision. Sounds great, but is it just a dream? Well, the proposal says no, and it actually lays out a practical blueprint for how to make it all real.
The legal foundation for this is drawn from Germany's basic law, which is like their constitution. It's seen as a kind of three-step logic. Step one, you use Article 3 on equality to provide the legal basis for neurodiverse rights. Step two, that connects to Article 20A on environmental protection, which can justify giving rights to nature itself. And finally, step three, you use Article 20 on democracy to empower citizens to demand these changes directly.
And building on that legal foundation, the vision includes really concrete pilot projects. We're talking about things like a Gaia balance sheet, which would force companies to actually account for their environmental impact, or Gaia councils, which would give neurodivergent people and advocates for nature a real veto in key decisions.
There are even Gaia AI checks to make sure new tech actually serves life. These aren't just theories. They're designed as testable, real-world experiments.
But the ultimate tool, the central engine for making all this transformation happen, is seen as direct democracy. The idea is that you simply can't leave complex, essential changes like these to politicians alone. They have to be decided directly by the people, through things like popular referendums.
So when you combine all of this, the new union, the new ethic, the new form of democracy, you get to a truly massive question. Are we really just talking about a new kind of civilization here?
There's this quote from the source material that just captures the spirit perfectly. Solidarity is more than a wage. It is a promise to life. It completely redefines solidarity, right? It's not just a narrow transaction between an employer and an employee anymore. It's a deep, binding commitment to the well-being of the entire living world.
This vision is a call for nothing less than a civilizational renewal. And yeah, it's a huge, challenging idea, but it leaves all of us with one critical question to think about. In this age of polycrisis, do we have to radically expand our definition of we in order to survive?